Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Viduro,
Viduro,
Api,
Api,
Parityajya,
Parityajya,
Prabhase,
Prabhase,
Deham,
Deham,
Atmanah,
Atmanah,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Adeshena,
Adeshena,
Tat,
Tat,
Chittah,
Chittah,
Pitribhi,
Pitribhi,
Svakshayam,
Svakshayam,
Yayo,
Yayo,
Viduro piparityajya,
Viduro piparityajya,
Prabhase dehamatmana,
Prabhase
dehamatmana, Krishna veshena tarschitta,
Krishna veshena tarschitta,
Pitribhih svakshayam yayo,
Pitribhih svakshayam yayo,
Viduro piparityajya,
Viduro piparityajya,
Prabhase dehamatmana,
Prabhase dehamatmana,
Krishna veshena tarschitta,
Krishna veshena tarschitta,
Pitribhih svakshayam yayo,
Pitribhih svakshayam yayo,
Viduro piparityajya,
Viduro piparityajya,
Prabhase dehamatmana,
Prabhase dehamatmana,
Krishna veshena tarschitta,
Krishna veshena tarschitta,
Pitribhih svakshayam yayo,
Pitribhih svakshayam yayo,
Vidurobi parityajya,
Pravase deham atmanah,
Pravase deham atmanah. Vidura,
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 the uncle of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Api, also, Parityajya,
Parityajya,
after quitting the body. Prabhase,
Prabhase,
in the place of pilgrimage at Prabhasa.
In the place of pilgrimage at Prabhasa.
Deham,
Deham,
Atmanah,
Atmanah,
his body. Krishna,
Krishna,
the personality of Godhead. Aveshena,
Aveshena,
being absorbed in that thought.
Tat,
Tat, his. Chitta,
Chitta,
thoughts and actions. Pitribhi,
Pitribhi,
along with the residents of Pitri Loka. Svakshayam,
Svakshayam,
his own abode.
Yayo,
Yayo, departed. Translation: Vidura, while on pilgrimage, left his body at Prabhasa. Because he was absorbed in thought of Lord Krishna, he was received by the denizens of the Pitri Loka, where he returned to his original post.
This Vidura was Jamaraj. So he was cursed by one muni to go down and take birth in Shudra family. Jamaraj was very exalted post, but still Jamaraj means the superintendent of death. There is Pitri Loka, Jama Loka, different planets, and where each planet is situated, how many miles, Jojan, the Sanskrit is called Jojan. Jojan means 8 miles. So, how many Jojan is one planet is situated from the another planet? That is all described in the Bhagavad. fifth canto. So, there is a Pitri Loka, Jama Loka, just like the moon planet, we are trying to go there. But there are different lokas, planets, and you can go not by this Sputnik, by force, no. You have to qualify yourself. Just like to come to your country to take the permanent visa, I had to qualify in so many ways the immigration department. Not by force. Even in this planet, you cannot enter any country without being permitted. How you can enter other planets? Simply by force? No, that is not possible. You have to qualify yourself. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva vratadi vaan. A person can go to the planets of the demigods, Devan. There are many demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, Brahmalok, Prajapatilok, Siddhalok. They are in the higher planetary system. This is, we are now situated in the middle. Bhuloka, it is called Bhuloka. Above this, there is Bhuvarloka. Above that, Saraloka, Janaloka, Mahaloka, Sattaloka, like that. Urdhaloka, they are higher planets, they are middle. And then lower planetary system. Urdhanga chanti sattasva. If you develop satagon, the quality of goodness, then according to your degree of goodness, you get promoted to the higher planets. Urdhanga chanti sattasva. Madhye tishchanti rajasa. If you are in the passion modes, then you stay here in this middle planetary system. And jaghanna gunavrittistha adhogacchanti tamasa. Those who are in the most abominable condition of life, adhogacchanti, they go down. Not only the down planetary system, but even to the animal kingdom, the beast, birds, trees, plants, aquatics, you have to go. After all, you have to change this body. Change, this is Bhagavad Gita says, tatha dehantara prapti. As we are changing this body from childhood, from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youth, this is practical. You are not the same body as you had your body in the womb of your mother. That body is gone. Now, daily changing, every moment, you are changing body. Advancing age means I am changing body. You are changing body. So it is very easy to understand that we are changing our body. But I know, you know, every one of us, that I had such and such body. You remember that you had a child's body, you were playing like that, when you see another child, you say, oh, I was also a child like him, and I was doing like this, but where is that body? That is gone. Now you have got another body. This example is given in the Bhagavad Gita. So as you are changing body, tatha dehantara prapti. Similarly, after giving up this body, you have to accept another body. This is the logic, and any sane man can understand. So, we have become so rascal that we do not believe in the transmigration of the soul. Actually, I am presently, I can understand that I had such and such body, now I have transmigrated to this body. How I have done, that is not known to you and me. That is called achinta. Perceptive. Just like the child is changing body, and you saw one child on the lap of his mother. Say, after a few years, you come, you cannot recognize the same child who has grown up. Oh, the mother says, this is such and such. Oh, you have become so grown up. So things have taken imperceptibly. That is going on by the subtle laws of nature. There is a great science. There is no discussion of this science in any university of the whole world. And they are advancement of knowledge. They are claiming advancement of knowledge. What knowledge you have got? You do not know what you are. And you are advancement in knowledge. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami, who was Prime Minister of Nawab Hussain Shah, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his first proposition was that Gramma Babhare Kohe Pandit Sottakori Mani. My dear sir, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some neighboring people, they call me, I am very learned scholar, Grammo Babhare. In ordinary behavior, they call me, I am very learned scholar. But I do not know what I am. I am such a scholar. This is the submission. This is called submission. Everyone is puffed up that I know. I know everything. So there is no need of going to a guru. This is the method to approach a guru, spiritual master. Surrender. That I know so many rubbish things which are useless. Now kindly teach me. This is called submission. Just like Arjuna said, Shishyasteham Shadhimang Prapanyam. When there was argument between Arjuna and Krishna, and when the matter was not solved, then Arjuna submitted to Krishna, my dear Krishna, now we are talking as friends, no more friendly talking, I accept you as my spiritual master. Kindly teach me what is my duty. That is Bhagavad Gita. So, one has to learn. Tad vijnanartham se guru meva avigacche. This is the Vedic injunction. Yeah, what is the value of life? How it is changing? How we are transmigrating from one body to another? What I am? I am this body. Or beyond something. These things are to be inquired. That is human life. Atata brahma jigyasa. These inquiries should be more. So it is Kali Yuga. Without any knowledge, without any inquiry, without any guru, without any book, everyone is God. That's all. This is going on. Fool's paradise. So this is not hell. Yet, about the Vidur, he also, Viduropi Parityajya Prabhasi Dehamatmana Krishnaveshena Tachitya Pitrivi Saksayam Jajo. I was talking about Vidur. Vidur was Jamuraj. So, eccentric person was brought before Jamaraj for punishment. So when the eccentric person inquired from the Jamaraj, that I don't remember that I have committed in my life any sin, why I have been brought here for judgment? So Jamaraj said that you do not remember in your childhood you pricked one ant with a needle through the rectum and she died, therefore you have to be punished. Just see. In childhood, in ignorance, because he committed some sin, he has to be punished. And we are willingly against the principle of religion that thou shalt not kill, we have opened so many thousands of slaughterhouses, giving a nonsense theory that the animal has no soul. Just see the fun. And this is going on. And we want to be peace. Therefore, your Senate House has issued some injunction, order, that on the 30th of April 1974, there will be mass prayer. We'll explain it. Just explain it. What is that?
Well, when the Senator made a resolution that on April 30th there be a national observance of prayer because of the state of the nation of moral decay.
So you might have seen that. It is good that at least the managers of the state, they are coming to their sense. But this sentiment will not help. One must be serious. The sinful activities, as we have forwarded our manifesto, that no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. But I think they will not agree to this state. And what prayer will do? No. God is not so foolish that you go on doing all nonsense and simply by prayer you become out of it, punishment. No. That is not possible. Therefore I am speaking of the Viduras. So that saintly person accepted to be punished by Jamaraj, but he also cursed him that because in my innocence I committed some sin, you are punishing me in this way. So I also curse you that next life you will have to become a Shudra because you have no intelligence of a Brahmana or Kshatriya. So Vidura became a Shudra. Shudra means he was born by a king. He was begotten by a king. But his mother was Shudra, maidservant. That was the system that when a king is married, the father of the princess also gave so many girls to go with the princess as maid servant. And sometimes the maid servants also gave birth. They are called Dasi Putra. Such son could not claim to the throne, but were provided Dasi Putra. So Vidur's history is like that. He was a Dasi Putra, brother, stepbrother, not exactly stepbrother, but brother of Maharaj Dhritarashtra. But he was a very saintly person, because formerly in his previous life he was Jamaraj, so he was not ordinary man. So he cultivated spiritual consciousness. Now, after leaving this body, he returned again, Prithivi Sakhayam Jajo. He again returned to his original post. Temporarily, he got the life of a Shudra. Again, he returned back by his pious activities. Similarly, there are many narrations in the Puranas. Sometimes Indra, the king of heaven, he was also cursed by Brihaspati to become a hog in this planet. So there are many incidences by cursing. By accident, even by accident, you have to accept a body which you do not desire. That is just like Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, he was the king of this planet, and at the age of 24 years, very young age, young wife, young children, kingdom of the whole planet, he left everything. He went to the forest for cultivating spiritual advancement. But one day he saw that a deer was drinking water in front. In the meantime, there was a roaring of a lion. And the deer was pregnant. She gave birth to a cub and she played her. So Bharat Maharaj saw the little cub is dying. He picked up and kept, and it became growing. So he had some little affection, just like we have got affection for cubs of dog and others. So one day that little cub did not return in the evening, and he went to search out on the hill, and accidentally he fell down, and next life he became a deer. Yes. This is the science. Jangajangabhapi smarana bhavam tajattanti kalivaram. The Bhagavad Gita will find. At the time of death, as you are thinking, you'll be carried to such body. This is the example. Just like this, Bharat Maharaj, such an exalted person, he had to become a deer. But because he was very spiritually advanced, although he became a deer, he was living with the saintly persons. Where saintly persons were sitting, he was sitting down there. He was eating the flowers and leaves which the saintly person left after worship. In this way, he had to wait for one life, and the next life, he became a son of a nice Brahmana. So, because he was remembering these different births, he became very grave and silent. He was not talking with anyone. So it is very dangerous to contaminate. So, he was known as Jadbharat. This story you will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, just try to understand that death is there. You have to die. You may declare yourself, I am very independent, I don't care for God or anyone, but God will not excuse you. You have to die. You will see God in the form of death, just like Hiranyakashipu is saying. Prahlad says, my dear father, why don't you accept God? No, who is God? I don't care for your God. You rascal, why you're chanting Hare Krishna? So God, the atheist may declare like that, there is no God, but he'll see God at death. And that is compulsory. There is no excuse. So, at the time of death, the mentality which you have created by practice, sadasadbhava-bhavita, will act. This Hare Krishna movement, this Krishna consciousness movement, is simply educating people so that at the time of death one can remember Krishna. That's all. This simple. And if he is fortunate enough to do this, immediately he is transferred to the Krishna Loka. Immediately. Within a second. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Takta deham punarjanmanaiti mameti kaurdeya. So, why we should waste our time thinking so many nonsense things? Why not think of Krishna? How beautiful he is standing here with Radharani. And we come here and take the impression and simply think of him. Our life is perfect. This is Krishna consciousness. What is the difficulty and what is your loss? If you gain such big profit simply by thinking of Krishna, why should you lose this opportunity, this human form of life? A cat cannot be educated, a dog cannot be educated. If I teach a dog, my dear dog, please think of Krishna, he is animal. It is not possible. But a human being, although at the present moment he is like a dog, but he can be trained to become a human being and think of Krishna. That is possible. So we should take the opportunity. Bhavanam janmanamante. This life is gotten after many, many births. We do not know. We have forgotten. This is the opportunity. And here is the proof, Shastra, that Krishna Vishena Tachitta. How Jamaraj, Vidur, returned to his place. Now Krishna Vesena Tachitta. He was fully absorbed in Krishna thought. Not only Krishna, you can go to Krishna Loka or any Loka you desire. The yogis, they also can do that. Yoga practice. But that is not possible in this age. The so-called yoga practice going on simply bluff. Real yoga practice means one becomes so perfect that he will not die natural death. He will die when he likes. He will not be forced to die. When he thinks, now I am fully prepared, now I shall leave this planet, I shall go to such and such planet, such and such loka, he will be immediately transferred. That is yoga practice. So, that practice is not possible. Therefore, still in India, you will find many yogis are there. They come to Kumbh Mela that will be held in the month of February from distant places. And you will see, just like young men, but some of them are 300 years old, 400 years old, still. How? And they are preparing themselves. They think. A yogi thinks that now I'm not prepared. There may be mistake. I'm not prepared to enter such and such planet. So that concession is given there by the yogic practice. Just like you appear for an examination. Unless you are fully prepared, you are certain that I must pass, you do not appear. Similarly, the yogis, unless one thinks that I am now fully competent to enter such and such planet, he does not give up this body. But that practice may be successful for one or two persons. Generally, it is not successful. But this Krishna consciousness, Bhakta Yoga system, is so easy and perfect that if you simply think of Krishna, and if you become perfect and to think of Krishna at the time of death, then immediately you are transferred to the Krishna Loka, or any Loka you like. Not only Krishna Loka, any Loka. If you desire to go to heavenly planet, to Brahma planet, to Satya Loka, Mahaloka, Jalaloka, many thousands and millions of planets are there. Or even if you want to go beyond this material world, to the Vaikuntha planet, Krishna planet, Goloka planet, you can go there. This is science. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jānti deva vṛtā devān pitri jānti pitri vṛtā. People, just like, they're very much anxious to go to the moon planet. And what is this nonsense moon planet? It is also a material planet. Actually, if you go moon planet, you can live for 10,000s of years. That is the statement in this asana. But after 10,000s of years, you have to die. So if you go to any planet within this material world, the four material problems, namely birth, death, old age and disease will follow you. You may live in one planet, just like we are allowed to live on this planet at most 100 years, not more than that. Or the ant is allowed to live for 6 hours, or another fly is one moment. There are different varieties of it. A Brahma is allowed to live for millions of years. So according to the different types of body, we are allowed to live under certain duration of life. But nobody can be immortal here. That is not possible. That is possible when you transfer yourself to the spiritual world. Vaikuntha loka. Jadgatyana nivartante taddhama paramagmava. That is possible. So this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching, educating people in such a way that not only he goes to the spiritual world, but he goes to the highest planet of the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna is there. Where Krishna is there. So, vidurupi parityajya prabhasi deham atmana. Deham. Parityajya deham. So we give up this body. I am not lost. I am transferred to another body. We give up this body. Just like I give up one kind of dress, I take another kind of dress. Bhāsāṃsi jīdlāni jathābhihāya. These are all stated in the Bhagavad Gita. As we change our dress, similarly we change our body, and this way transmigration is going on. So this human life should be engaged in such knowledge and cultivation of knowledge that after leaving this body, we are not going to accept another material body, but we be transferred directly to the spiritual world. and we are situated in one of these spiritual planets, as I desire. There are many millions of spiritual planets also. So far we are concerned, we are concentrating our mind to be transferred to the spiritual world, the highest, topmost planet there, Krishna Loka, Goloka. Chintamani prakara sadamasu kalpa brikha lakhyabriti su suravi ravipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam govindamadi purusam tamang bhajami. This is the description of the Goloka Vrindavan planet in the Brahma Sangita. The first description is that planet is made of Chintamani gems. Chintamani gem means if you get by chance imitation Chintamani gem, you can turn iron into gold. That is Chintamani gem. So these things are there. One may believe or not believe, but we believe because we believe in the Shastra, so we have no botheration. There is Goloka Vrindavan planet, Krishna Loka, and Vaikuntha Loka. There are, as there are different grades of lokas, planets. Here also, in this material world, there is one planet which is called Siddha Loka. Siddha Loka means they are the inhabitants automatically perfect in all yogic practice. Yogic practice means if you become perfect in yogic practice, you can fly in the air without any instrument. Anima, Loghima, Prapti, Vasita, Vasita, there are eight kinds of Siddha. You are sitting here. If you want such and such thing from London, you can get immediate. This is called Siddhi. Prapti. You can become the smaller than the smallest. You can be packed up in a box. We have seen it. And you'll come out. In Bose's circus, Calcutta, in our childhood, we saw this yogic practice. A man was tied up, hands and legs, put into a bag. The bag was sealed up. Again put into a box. The box was locked and sealed, and the man again came out. We have seen the yogic practices such. Prapti, Siddhi, Anima. You can become the smaller. There was a saintly person at Benaras, Trailanga Baba. So he was practiced to sit naked in the public road. So government objected that you cannot sit naked here. So he did not speak. So he was arrested and taken to the custody and put into the jail. He again came out. So these are yogic perfection. I mean, it's a perfection. Anything you like, the most perfect yogi can create even one planet. They become so powerful. But still, that is all material power. That is not spiritual power. The real spiritual power is that you give up this body, you give up this material world, go to the spiritual world, go back to home, back to Godhead. That is your perfection. And that is very easily obtained by this Krishna consciousness attitude. Thank you very much.